This is Peter J. Pollack, MD, with Medical Practice Trends, and in our podcast today, our guest is Mike Meikle of Hawkthorne Group, a consulting firm in Richmond, Virginia. So welcome, Mike.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Today, our topic is electronic medical records and the marketability of your practice. Mike, those of us that already have employed electronic medical records in our practice, obviously, we're looking at other things such as patient care and the financial incentives through meaningful use. But you also can't argue with the fact that there's a certain marketing advantage to having EMR in the practice. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, definitely. And especially what depends on your the cross-section of your patients, the generational cross-section, pretty much.
So in our case, with in ophthalmology, we have older patients, and we are finding that as the baby boomers are starting to retire, these are people who are a little more tech savvy. Rather than having found us in the yellow pages, they've found us online. And perhaps there's an expectation that we're going to be at least up to date on certain things, and EMR is certainly part of that.
That's a very good statement. Especially, like you said, with boomers, Generation X, Y, millennials, when they come into any organization or just healthcare, they expect like a level of technology sophistication. And if they see just, you know, battered manila folders full of loosely organized notes, it's not the experience that they have at, you know, their workplace or out in public where technology is so pervasive. So as a perception issue, and a lot of times perception is reality, your practice may come off as antiquated. I mean, this is a separate issue from patient care, of course, but just the general perception of why do they just have paper documents? Shouldn't they be using a computer to keep track of my records and make sure they're accurate, et cetera?
There's a practice management consultant that we work with, John Pinto. He's always referred to certain things as coffee stains. You know, when you go in a doctor's office and there's a coffee stain on the rug, the first time you may sort of dismiss it as an accident, but if it's there the next time, you start to wonder if the doctor washes his hands. So I like your analogy of the worn manila folders and shuffling of paper and things like that. I think that particularly as these boomers retire, that it certainly could be a make or break for a medical practice. What are some other aspects of not just EMR, but other, I guess, patient touches with technology that sort of tie in with EMR, like patient portals, things like that?
That's correct. Even if you don't have an EMR system, patients will still appreciate a patient portal where you can sign up and get text messages for your appointments or get phone calls, you know, track your appointment on a calendar, you know when it's coming up, get a newsletter, et cetera. Since a lot of the even boomers and further, you know, downstream get most of their information off the internet, you have to have that presence where it's a polished presence that gives a level of confidence in the technology that you have available to you or that they have available to them to, you know, take care of themselves, to understand what's going on with their doctor and some latest news, et cetera. Not only does it market your practice, you know, it keeps you in front of them, but it provides a comfort zone because they get that level of technology interaction from other aspects of their life, from their employer or other vendors that they interact with throughout the course of their life.
Is there a concern that it depersonalizes the relationship between the doctor and the patient?
In my opinion, if done correctly, and most of the practices that I've had experience with, if done correctly, it actually humanizes it more because it's no longer you showing up at the appointed time without being reminded to go for whatever appointment. You scribble your name on some paper, you get accepted in, you sit in the room and you wait, and then the doctor comes in, makes a couple of comments, and you leave. With technology, it allows a doctor to be in front of their patient if you want 24/7 via, you know, like I said, newsletters or video, or you're getting reminders and it seems like the actual physician practice cares about you, even though it's an automated system, whereas, you know, previously it's just show up, you get seen, you leave, and that's the last time you interact with them. So I believe it can be more humanizing in my opinion.
Yeah, certainly. I've seen situations where you've got a physician come in and see a patient and they've got their head down in the paper record the whole time. So I don't think that's necessarily something unique to a computer monitor in the room.
No, I mean, that ties into, I mean, once you get past the technology, it's the patient care piece. I mean, you may have the most fantastic medical record system and your patient portal may, you know, sing and dance and text your patients and they're effectively there on time when they need to be, et cetera. But if you have poor patient care, technology is not going to paper over that. And that's the most critical piece.
Okay, well, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
No problem.